Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The word true here literally means that he's genuine. He's the real thing. I like that. Jesus said, not only am I holy, there is none like me. Again, I don't know the word. Doug will probably look this up later if you don't do it now. I don't know. But the word is an off-growth. How do you say that? When you say it's come from the same word, the root word, as when Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. When he said, I'm the truth, I'm the way, the truth, life, literally means I'm the only way. There's no other way. I am the truth. There is nobody but me. I'm the genuine. I'm the real thing. I'm the only truth. He's not saying I'm the only life. I'm the real thing. Are you following? Then he said, I'm the only life. Well, this same word is a, how would I say that, Doug? You're the Greek teacher. It comes from that root word of truth. It is, isn't it? Yeah, same root word. It's a little different word to it. I can't pronounce it. He could pronounce it. But still, it means what? Okay, you got that from authority, okay? You'll forget that in about 2 seconds like I will, okay? But I want you to get this. The meat, I go to these words, but I look at the meaning, what it means. And what it means, I'm the real thing. You know, they advertise Coke. It's the real thing. No. Jesus is the real thing. And so he says, and I got to move on. But that, to me, is just, those are little nuggets of gold that you could just run with it and you could just stay on those. Jesus said, I'm holy and I am true. And he that hath the key of David, and so much I could say of this, a lot of this goes back to Isaiah 22, and time won't allow. You can cross-reference some of this. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. He's going to get a principle here that we're going to look at in the next verse. But look at this next phrase in verse number 8. I know thy works. Notice he says this to all the churches. I know thy works. And I always stop here for just a second. And just to think, he knows our works here at Westwood. And he knows our works personally. Personally. Me, Danny, Doug, Kelly, you lady. He knows we cannot, we make and hide it from each other. We make and get in the darkness of our homes, but can't hide it from him, which is good. It also could be bad. It all depends which side of the, strip you on there. He knows our works. Here's the neat thing. I wrote this down a while back about our works. John Calvin, and by the way, Sunday evening, I was able to watch the services as much as I could. And Dr. McAllister did a masterpiece Sunday night. If you missed it, you need to, when it's archived, I don't want it to be archived, but check that out. Matter of fact, Where's Kyler? He's around here somewhere. I told Kyler, or I won't tell Kyler, I want that Sunday night on Calvinism to be broadcast on the radio either this Monday or next Monday. I don't know what he's got lined up this week. So if you listen to WLVF as advertisement, WLVF 90.3 at 1240, either this week or next week, Monday through Saturday, Dr. Ray McAllister is going to deal with the subject of Calvinism, okay? Did an awesome job. Well, John Calvin, who, by the way, was not a friend of Baptists, you know that. There's another story there. I'd hate to be a Baptist and identify with Calvinism, but that's a whole other story, okay? John Calvin did say this. He was saved man, I believe saved man. Just wrong on a lot of things. He said this, faith alone saves. Amen. Faith alone saves. But faith that saves is not alone. He talks about works. That's what the book of James is all about. And eventually I'll get back in Sunday night pulpit on Sunday nights and talk about the book of James. We just started the first chapter. How we are not saved by works, but we are saved unto good works. And so when he says, I know thy works, we ought to be working literally till Jesus comes. We sing that song here, we'll work till Jesus comes. By the way, don't you like those old hymns? Yeah. Nothing like the old hymns. And I won't mention, there's somebody sitting in an auditorium this morning, dear man of God, his family was visiting here a couple weeks ago. And we sung Victory in Jesus and all those great hymns, and the grandkids had never heard them. They'd been going to another type of a church and that sung pray, whatever they do, you know. And Grandpa said, "How'd you like those songs?" "I've never heard those songs." "You never heard Victory in Jesus?" And this is a teenager. "I've never heard that song." "Well, as long as I'm pastor and as long as y'all keep me, we're going to keep singing Victory in Jesus." Amen. Amen. "I know thy works." Let's move on. Behold. By the way, every time you get that word behold, it's meant to catch your attention, not just to, well, we just move through this, you know. No, behold, I have something important to say, and I want you to get this. Jesus said, "I set before thee an open door." I love this. And again, to me, and I wrote this years ago in my Bible, we had this at a faith, when we have our faith promise every year. This was one of our mottos years ago for our missions, that God sets before us an open door, and no man can shut it. "For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." That speaks volumes. I could spend the rest of our time here this morning, but I got to move on that little phrase that he just mentioned. "I've set before thee an open door." Notice it's not a closed door. He opens doors for us. I believe that. For Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, as long as we have little strength. Now, he's not saying that in a derogatory fashion. He's saying that in a complimentary fashion. Because they could not rely on their own strength. They must rely on the power of the Lord. Amen? When we get at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church and said, "Boy, aren't we something? Haven't we accomplished it?" We have 14, 15 missionaries out of our church on 6 continents. Haven't we done enough? No, there's still a 7th continent. And JL is not here. He's backslidden out visiting someone. He's our youth pastor. I'm going to send him to Antarctica if he don't straighten up. And we'll have people on 7 continents, okay? But even that, there's countries that need, we support 30, 40, 50, I don't know how many missionaries. Over the last few months, every month, we've been adding missionaries to support us. Why? God's opening doors to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And by the way, again, it's the theme that this church has always had since the beginning of this church, when E.P. Whitney started this church, when the Lord started it, but used Brother Ed Whitney. The motto was the sun, that the sun would never set on the ministry of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That was a thought with the beginning of this church some 50-some years ago. And because it was started on the right foundation, on the right vision, it's continued on, and God keeps opening doors. You know, we didn't do this at our last homecoming. We didn't have time for a lot where it was going on, and we had the old-time preacher quartet. They did a great job singing and preaching and all. But we have one of the first bulletins in our missions reports that we ever had. We still have it on file that we ever had. Still have some of John Clements' treasury report and how we used to give, you know, $30, $40 to missions. When the church started, hallelujah, that was huge, you know. But the thought was they should start giving the missions, start giving the missions, start giving the missions. And now it's no secret, praise God, for the past couple of years, we've given over $250,000 to missions out of this little church. Why does the Lord bless this church? Because he set before us an open door, and we go through those doors by faith. Do you believe that? Preacher, you're crazy. Well, just let me live in that crazy world. He says, "I've set before thee an open door." Let me read these things I wrote down. I got to move on. I'm never going to finish this. First of all, this is our Lord's requirement of his people. If you're taking notes, our Lord's requirement of his people. Missions is God's divine plan and purpose and pleasure for his life and for our life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for a special concert. The Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, this Saturday, December the 4th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Come hear the Kingsmen. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.